This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. I have reviewed in the past 2 weeks what the Bible says about engaging in a homosexual relationship. In every portion that specifically addresses homosexuality, it is clear that God disapproves it, considers it sin, and either directly judges it or allows the destructive consequences to take their toll. Every argument that suggests we should affirm any homosexual relationship is based on silence in the Bible. As I mentioned at the outset of this study, I was asked by a church to share the biblical perspective that for a church to be open and affirming of people in homosexual relations is not faithful to the Bible. I told them that if open means welcoming anyone to attend the church so that they can learn what God has said in His Word, the Bible, learn how to have a meaningful relationship with God and to relate to people who genuinely care for each other, I have no problem with that. But if it means the church should disregard what the Bible says and welcome someone actively engaged in a homosexual relationship into the full life of the church, I believe we would be unfaithful to the Bible and to God. Having said that about being open, it is clear that affirming someone engaged in a homosexual relationship would likewise be unfaithful to the Bible and to God. I concluded my presentation as follows. Therefore, I, as a pastor, would not allow my church to be open and affirming. Also, I could not honestly encourage any church to be open and affirming. Pray with me that churches everywhere would remain faithful to God's Word.